Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I'm Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing, a book I wrote after I healed myself from cancer using nothing other than my consciousness, my organic design. The body is designed to heal itself. So today, let's talk about the divine design of our bodies. Everything that has been created in the organic world is created by Creator. The earth, all of the plants, all of the animals, and these bodies designed by God, Source, Intelligence, leaving nothing out. Everything was created from love in divine perfection. These bodies are designed to house the soul. They're designed to give us the opportunity to have physical experience. And these bodies are designed to keep us safe. They're actually designed to help us. They are designed to help us live for as long as possible. However, we are living in an artificially generated matrix, meaning our consciousness has been restructured so that we are not living in accordance with the divine design. The divine design is this earth and all life upon her, designed to live in perfect harmony, one gigantic ecosystem where everyone and everything is accounted for and provided for. We're meant to live in harmony with the divine design, because when we live in harmony with the divine design, we thrive. All of the plants that were placed on this earth, all of the animals that were placed on this earth, they're all here to help us. They're all here to have their own experiences of life and living. They're all intelligent. Yes, plants are actually intelligent as well. And the plants are designed to give us all the food that we need. The trees give us shelter. The animals help us. Right? Like horses, we can ride them from place to place. the cows and the goats and give us milk. Like all of it is one gigantic ecosystem. Man is the only being that is living outside of the ecosystem. We're not living in harmony with the divine design. Therefore, we are here trying to make money and earn a living rather than just simply living.
we create all kinds of artificial things to, you know, make us happy or, you know, make life better, but life isn't getting better. When we're living in harmony with the divine design, life is amazing. But because we're not living in harmony with the divine design, our bodies are showing us that we're not in harmony. When we are living out of whack, out of alignment, when we're facing threats, right? How many fears do each and every one of us have? When we are living in fear, doubt, worry, our bodies are responding to those signals. And depending on which signals we're sending, the body has specific ways of responding to each specific signal. So depending on the signal that we are sending will depend on which body part or system responds to the signal. The medical model calls these things diseases. They are not diseases. They are simply the body reshaping itself to try to help us through the trauma. And most of the time, when the symptom shows up in the body has already reshaped itself to help us through the trauma. We've resolved the trauma, and now the body is going back to its divine design. Going back to its divine design is actually the hard part. It's the painful part. It's the part where the symptoms show up. It's the part where there's vomiting or diarrhea or coughing or congestion or pain or cramps. All of those things are symptoms of healing. Because we are living in this artificially constructed matrix of backwards land, we have been taught backwards. Our consciousness has been conditioned in reverse in order for us to be separated from our powers. Because when we are in our full power, there is no one in all of creation that is more powerful than we are. And that power has nothing to do with force or domination. It has to do with love and creation. When we are in our full power, we are co-creating with God Source itself through love. And we have the ability to create universes this way. But when we are living out of alignment and we're living in states of fear, doubt, worry, shame, blame, lack, anxiety, our bodies change themselves to help us survive whatever the perceived trauma is. So when our body goes into healing, the healing is the hard part. When we're facing a trauma, the body quietly rebuilds itself. It either adds additional cells or it takes cells away in the background, quietly. Then when we resolve our trauma, the body then has to reverse what it was doing, right? And this is science. This is the five biological laws. The body is always functioning exactly as it is designed divinely by God Source Creator itself to function. The body is always functioning exactly the way it is designed to function. There is never anything wrong with the body. We have been taught to perceive that there is something wrong with our bodies. When we reverse the thinking, when we change the consciousness, when we bring our consciousness back into its original divine design, it is completely obvious that there's nothing wrong with our bodies, even when there's pain, even when there's some sort of a symptom. We don't go into, oh my God, there's something wrong with my body. We go into, oh, let me make sure that my consciousness is clear, that I am living in a state of love and peace, happiness. That's what heals the body. The healing doesn't come from a pill. I'm just going to keep saying it. It doesn't mean that pills can't be helpful, because they can be for short periods of time. But we're not meant to live the rest of our life on pills. Simply not part of the plan. When we are living in alignment with the divine design, we are living in harmony with all of nature, and our bodies just simply function. They stay youthful and vital and supple and alive. But when our consciousness is constantly under stress and duress, fear, doubt, worry, it's like driving your car with a foot on the brake. It's eventually going to wear out all the parts. In order for us as humanity to start healing all of the ills on this planet, and there are many, and we're not talking about physical ones, bodily ills. We're talking about war and death and devastation and disasters, right? This isn't the normal divine design. The divine design is absolute paradise. This gorgeous planet is like paradise, like the picture behind me. Everything just being. Flowers blooming in their most glorious colors. Water flowing in its most pure, pristine state of being. Clear. Air, clear and pure. This is the divine design. When we're living in accordance to the divine design, our bodies are healthy. Period. Barring some accident, right? So the divine design of our bodies is that the body supports us 24/7. The body is on our side. The body is constantly shifting and changing itself according to our consciousness. If we perceive that there's a threat, if we're worried about death, if we're worried about I'm not going to have enough money at the end of the month to pay my rent, all of these things, the body responds to every single one of those thought patterns. So if you're living in a state of stress, your body is changing itself in every moment to help you through the stress. When you get to the other side of the stress, and you make it, and it's all good, find a resolution, then the body goes into healing. But that's exactly the time we go, oh my God, now there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong. You are healing. artificial matrix only looks at the surface stuff. The artificial matrix looks at the physical appearance of things. It doesn't look any further. So the current medical model looks only at the physical appearance of things. It doesn't take into consideration the mind or the soul. It doesn't take into consideration the whole being. Unless the whole being is taken into consideration, we're only looking at a tiny fragment of what's happening. And you cannot see clearly from that. So in order for us to start to heal ourselves and this incredible planet, we have to start seeing the divine design. We have to understand what's actually possible and what's actually happening. So if you'd like to learn more, check out my book, The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It helps you start to see what's actually happening to our bodies. It's something that I discovered when I personally was facing cancer and did not want to go the medical route. I decided to look for an alternate solution. So I started looking inside. I started to look for and ask Creator, Source, what do I need to know about this in order for it to change? And when the answer came, it was completely obvious and clear that there was nothing wrong with my body. It was not being attacked by some disease. That my body was doing exactly what it was designed to do. And all I had to do was trust it and bring my consciousness back into alignment, into a state of peace and harmony and happiness. And that's where all of the healing happens. So I hope this was helpful to you today. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can find me at connectingyoutoyou.com. Thanks for watching. Till next time, create for yourselves a great day because you can. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.